the days when we thought that 2016 was as bad as it could get. Like, it's just such a strange time to be alive. I'm a political science, I'm a political scientist. I teach American politics. So when Donald Trump won, basically my path were stand-up comedy or alcoholism. Not that they're mutually exclusive. But it's an exhausting time. I don't remember fearing my phone so acutely under the Obama years. A lot of people like to blame the Republicans. I'm good at that. I like to join in on that chorus like a good Berkeley girl. But I also like to blame REM because they led us to believe the end of the world would be fun. And I don't feel fine. People on Fox seem to be fine, but they're also making self-parody great again. But like, it's very disorienting to see Donald Trump, you know, do things like egging on North Korea and spending millions to have a military parade in his honor. I mean, we've all seen people awkwardly overcompensate for having a small penis, but like, it's so much easier if they can just drive around in a fancy car with a younger woman until she reconciles with her dad. Like, that doesn't have an international consequence. This has been more uncomfortable, but it's interesting. Now, if I were placing bets a year ago, I would not have expected that one of the longer lasting people of the cabinet would have been Energy Secretary Rick Perry of Dancing with the Stars, and who, no joke, got a D in a course titled Meats. I would not have guessed. Did you guys see him in Dancing with the Stars? He was on Dancing with the Stars, so perfect, you know, credentials for Energy Secretary, obviously. Sometimes when I look at these family values conservatives, I feel like, I'm not really a prankster per se, but I feel like a great prank to pull on some of these family values conservatives would be to, without telling them, sign them up for Grindr. And Roy Moore and Rick Perry are great opportunities for this prank because they already kind of dressed like they were off to a gay cowboy fetishist party at a leather bar. And, you know, just feel like, hey, there are some voters who want to talk with you and they're ready to go. Yep, just a few hundred yards away, and bring the cowboy outfit of yours. You never know. When I was a kid, I was a major hypochondriac. So it was a really good thing that I was growing up before the days of WebMD. I'm a little bit older than I look. So I actually had to like comb through the medical encyclopedia to find out whether I had cancer. And so I remember I would like sit cross-legged with a medical encyclopedia and shout out to my mother at the top of my lungs if I had any chest pain, I'm pretty sure I have a collapsed lung, Mom. And she's like, Miranda, like, calm down. You probably just have anxiety. It's like, don't patronize me. But, you know, she knew that obviously if I was yelling, I probably did not have a collapsed lung. I was just precocious enough to know if I was being patronized, but not quite precocious enough to know how properly to fake a pneumothorax. It's a fine line. But actually 2 years ago, exactly.